You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Blind Ambition is back for a second series, supporting blind and partially sighted job seekers to get into work. And I'm happy to say that joining me today are Seema from Blind Ambition and Kudrat from RNIB's Employment Services. Are here today joining me to talk about the launch of the second season. Thank you both so much for joining me. So we'll touch on the first series first of all. So the first series of Blind Ambition, it was really successful, wasn't it? Can you tell us a little bit about what you think made the series of webinars so popular?
From my point of view in Blind Ambition, the good thing about it was it's a series of webinars which was very informative and gave the people who were joining us, the job seekers, an opportunity to ask questions. And I think there's a unique set of topics put together in one place that took them to the journey from actually, you know, not perhaps knowing where they are at the moment, it is their next steps, and then actually working out where they might be best placed to go through to next.
And it's a full series of webinars, isn't it, covering all sorts of different topics. What are some of the kind of main topics or main aims that you try and get across through this series?
The main aim is to support job seekers who are visually impaired to get back into employment, self-employment or apprenticeship. It may be further or higher education, just to get into the next step. Because we found that, obviously, we know all the statistics, 75% of people who are visually impaired are out of work still. And we want to try and reduce that gap as much as we can. What we found really, really popular was the question about disclosure around your disability, when to do that, because that's really, really a pertinent subject. We're still having to have this question. I used to battle with that same dilemma 23 years ago, or maybe 33 years ago even, actually, sorry. But we're still having that conversation now. And you don't have to disclose it, but sometimes you might want to. And I think it's just important that we thrash these out. And we have Anita Marshall, the RNIB solicitor, who's actually on present with us and actually gives really, really good legal advice on that subject.
And that's the thing, isn't it? It's real practical advice. It's not like wishy-washy, you could try this, you could do that. It's actual advice and legal advice, like you say, that people can use in a practical sense when they're looking for work.
And the good thing is about having the RNIB on board, working in partnership with us, it's really, really good, because they also, you know, come with all their experience, wealth of knowledge. And Kudrat, you can talk a bit more about the sort of practical, you know, tips that your employment officers have given us, etc.
I think you're right there, Seema. It does give the employment advisors the opportunity to actually share those practical things. You know, they're out there on the front line and they are able to share their experience from the contact that they've had with job seekers to enable them to then support those job seekers who actually join the sessions. I think also from the RNIB point of view as well, it gives us an opportunity to actually hear again, to get some feedback from the job seekers as well, to actually understand some of the challenges that they might be facing, and then giving us that information to be able to assist them. The other thing I'd like to mention as well, we use the term job seekers, and I'm sure at the back of our mind, we're sometimes thinking, oh, job seekers, it could, you know, it tends to be people who are out of work and actually seeking work. But there's another thread to it as well. People who are in an existing role, yes, but are also seeking to progress and to move on. Yes. So yes, these webinars are useful and of value to that group of individuals as well.
So it's open to everybody, really.
Yes, yeah, it is indeed.
And that's a really good point, Kudrat, because you're absolutely right. You know, sometimes you can be stuck in a job. Sometimes people are not getting promoted because of their disability. They don't know what their rights are. They're too scared to ask. They don't want to make any noises at all because they think, oh, if I sort of raise this point, I'm going to lose my job. And they're so busy trying to hang on to their job because it's so precious to them that they overlook the fact that they might be, they're not actually achieving their potential in terms of their job worth. And that's why it's important to have these webinars as well, to then people to relook at and revisit things. You know, am I getting the right support work in terms of access to work? What are my rights? You know, so it's helping those people who are actually in jobs to actually build their confidence and also acquire new skills and maybe move on to the next step.
So the new series of Blind Ambition is starting very soon. Can you tell us the dates that it's going to be starting and some of the different topics that you're going to be covering that we haven't already touched on?
Okay, so starting on the 23rd of September at 7:30 p.m, if you'd like to book, it will be, if you go to the website for blindambition.co.uk and go to the events section, you can register there. And Kudrat can talk a bit more about the topics that we're going to be covering.
Yes. So the first topic that will be covered is your, funnily enough, it's something that we've touched on already, which is your legal rights when disclosing a disability. So it will cover things like when would be the right time to disclose. In fact, you know, how do you do that? How do you go about doing it? So it's about having your own way when you would like to share additional information about yourself. The second one is, which will be on the 5th of October, same time, is around access to work and what support is available through access to work. Now, we've heard so many times about access to work being the best kept secret. So now we're letting people know about access to work and what is available and how they can actually access it and get help. The third one, which is on the 19th of October, delves into a bit more detail around how to find a support worker. And it actually goes into talking about the agencies that you can use, what kind of skill set should you be looking at, how do you actually put a job description together for a job seeker. And that just gives you an idea of some of the topics that will be covered.
Can I just come in and say something going to be slightly different on this series too, will be we're going to have a virtual interviewing and role play sessions to actually give people a chance to, in a spirit of rooms, actually do role playing. I think the other thing that's really, really good about the sessions is we actually look at things like LinkedIn, Facebook, and it's all about branding yourself and selling yourself, because we live in such a world where social media is so important these days. And when you're visually impaired, sometimes the technology can be a little bit daunting. So, you know, we're going to try and help people where we can in terms of practicalities, but putting themselves forward in social media as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And we're going to be joining each other once a month to talk about the sessions that are happening that month. And if people miss the first one, can they still go to the second one? Can they dip in and out, or is it the straight you've got to go to all the sessions?
People can dip in and out, but we would urge people to follow the whole 16, because it's like a journey, you know, from the start to the beginning, and everything is like a jigsaw puzzle all fit into place. And one slightly different thing about series two is going to be run fortnightly rather than weekly. And once again, it's going to be 7:30 time start. We used to start at 8 o'clock before, but 7:30, it's slightly earlier time. It just gives people a bit more of an evening, you know, at the end of the day, and also might give us a bit more room at the end of the sessions to maybe take a few more questions, because we always find that it's quite tight just having that 1 hour.
Perfect. Seemin Kudrat, thank you so much for joining me. Until next time, I hope this first session goes really well.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.